Decatur County General Hospital narrowly avoided closure last year and remains a threat to the overall finances of the local government. That's a negative finding from an audit conducted by the Tennessee Comptroller. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
State auditors scolded Decatur County for not turning over financial documents related to the hospital. Mayor Mike Creasy acknowledges the finances are in rough shape regardless of the missing paperwork. He says the county had to transfer $200,000 to the hospital just last month so it could meet payroll. Creasy says the only solution is to finalize a sale of the hospital, which has been in the works for more than a year.
Decatur County's out of the hospital business one way or the other. We feel like this sale is positive. I think it's good for the community. I think we've got a strong company coming in.
He's optimistic, even though a private buyer that struck a deal this time last year failed to follow through. Creasy says the new bidders show more promise. The county's finances remain precarious in the meantime. Auditors point out that Decatur's bank accounts have been drained below the recommended threshold. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.